Nerd Talk here on KPCC. Libby Denkman in for Larry Mantle this week. Well, it's supposed to be the happiest day of your life, but for more and more couples, the burden of debt is outlasting that lovely wedding day glow. More brides and grooms are choosing to take out loans to pay for the wedding of their dreams. And startup lending sites are taking advantage of an increase in wedding spending to target couples for that kind of debt. Listen to these numbers. I was astonished by them. In 2017, the average wedding in California cost over $32,000, according to USA Today. The wedding website The Knot put the average Los Angeles wedding at $44,000. That is a wedding website, so take that for what it's worth. But the tens of thousands of dollars that you put towards your wedding, I hope that it was very, very worth it. As an unmarried person, I have a hard time understanding or wrapping my brain around those numbers. But I do want to talk about your big day. If you have a story about how you paid for your wedding, did you find that it was worth it? Do you wish that you had eloped? Did you maybe take out a loan for your wedding? 866-893-5722 is the phone number. Again, 866-893-5722. We're talking about personal loans for weddings. And my guest today is Liz Weston, personal finance columnist who writes for NerdWallet. She's a certified financial planner, and she tweets at LIZWESTON, Liz Weston, on Twitter if you want to follow her. Hi, Liz. Thanks for being on Air Talk.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Libby.
So were you surprised when you started hearing about these personal loans for wedding expenses, or is that just something that, you know, the wedding takes hold and people's maybe good sense goes out the window?
I think you put your finger right on
Again,
it.
Again, I'm an unmarried person, so maybe I am a little bit skeptical of the whole wedding industrial complex.
And you should be, you know, and I have a problem with those numbers because I think they're really skewing to the higher income folks and people who are able to spend that kind of money.
People who even, you know, have the money to rent a big venue, that's probably where they're drawing those statistics. If you have a backyard wedding, how does anyone even know?
Exactly. And one of the other things is that they know that you're having a wedding, all the prices get jacked up. So if you do have it in your backyard, and by the way, one of the best weddings I ever went to was a potluck in someone's backyard.
Beautiful.
It was lovely. Absolutely. But, you know, you can spend a little bit more without going nuts. I think the issue is the personal loans industry has taken off like crazy. So there's more personal loans available and people are turning to these for all kinds of things, not just debt consolidation or home improvements. It's vacations. It's weddings. It's stuff that really we should be paying cash for.
What's behind that? Do you think it is a proliferation of the, you know, fear of missing out phenomenon that social media really pushes?
I think that's part of it. People are seeing other weddings on Instagram. I think also, and this is kind of interesting, but it used to be the bride's parents were on the hook. Now it's typically the bride and groom or the groom and groom or bride and bride or whatever combination you've got and their parents. And the more people you get in this soup, the more cooks in the kitchen, the more opinions you have, the more people you're trying to please. I think that just jacks up all the expenses. You think you're going to get help with those expenses, but all of a sudden everybody's got a guest list. Everybody has ideas.
The guest list. That's what I was going to say. All of a sudden you have, oh, if the groom's parents are paying for a good chunk of it, then they have many more people to invite and many more, dietary choices, things like that. We're taking your calls on how you paid for your wedding. How do you feel about it now? 866-893-5722 or the AirTalk page at kpcc.org or our social media sites. Michael in Redlands is on the line. Michael, when did you get married and how much did you spend?
I got married last year in May.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. We got married for just under $20,000 in La Jolla. We had to take out, you know, about $5,000, but we really had to limit it to less than 100 guests. I think we were in at like 78, and it, you know, kind of upset some people, but we did literally everything ourselves. So it was much more stress than I anticipated.
Wow.
You know, I regret it a little bit, you know, paying off that debt, but it was just a beautiful day nonetheless.
Have you paid it off at this point, Michael?
I haven't paid all of it off. I'm getting close, but, you know, it'll take a little more than a year from now.
Yeah. I mean, La Jolla for $20,000 actually doesn't sound that expensive considering how pricey that area is. But, you know, when you thought about that decision, Michael, were you kind of on the edge about whether to take the money out or was it just, you know, no option? We absolutely have to do, you know, this amount of stuff for our wedding.
You know, that was kind of the bare minimum to just have kind of a nice day. So, you know, we had to, you know, even within kind of an a la carte venue, well, you know, that's something that we decided to do. But taking on that stress was worth it for the beautiful day. But hindsight, I think I would like to have a smaller wedding, you know, just maybe the two of us or our immediate family.
Yeah. Michael, shout out to your partner who you got married to. Who should we say congratulations to as well?
Katie is my wife's name.
Congratulations, Katie. Thank you, Michael, for your call from Redlands. And $20,000 for the bare minimum is what he said. And it was still stressful doing it all himself. I'm getting a message from Natalie in Studio City. She says, I feel like the wedding industrial complex is out of control. I bought my dress online for $200, got married in our parents' backyard with a food truck. I feel like there are ways to navigate around some of the expenses and DIY a lot of things that do cost more. Congratulations on your wedding, Natalie. In studio with me right now is personal finance expert Liz Weston. She's a columnist who writes for NerdWallet. And we're talking about these proliferation of personal loans that people are taking out for their weddings. And Liz, what are you seeing in terms of interest rates on these loans and how wise they are in terms of, you know, how much you ultimately owe, not just the principal?
It's like anything else that has to do with unsecured lending, because you're not putting up a car or a house as collateral. So it can really vary, and it's going to vary by your credit score. So you could be talking 6%, you could be talking 25%. The one advantage of personal loans over just putting it on your credit cards is it is a fixed rate, fixed payments. You're going to pay it off over preferably three years to 5 years. You can pay it off early if you want. So those are all the advantages. The disadvantages, again, is that you might be spending more than you would if you were paying cash, which is why we keep coming back to make sure you can afford this, make sure you can pay it off quickly if you do borrow any money.
And you are saying that it's not just weddings that we're seeing these personal loans for. What kinds of things are people taking them out for?
Everything from buying a computer, vacations, home improvements I mentioned, debt consolidation has always been a huge part of the personal loan industry. Anywhere that there's a gap between what people are earning and what they're spending, they can fill it with a personal loan.
Hmm. Zamaris is in Koreatown. Zamaris, you got married a month ago. What did you do in terms of spending on your wedding, and was it a big decision?
Hi. Yeah. So today is a month, actually, anniversary. And so I have a huge family and I'm from LA and I want to invite everyone, but it was too much. So I decided to have a destination wedding somewhere where my family can't get to driving. So we went to, I wanted to invite them all, but I had a hard time. And so we were in southern Mexico. We still had 130 guests, even though everybody had to take flights and connecting flights and nobody lives in that area. But to pay for that, we were able to do, so one of our cars was paid off. And so we actually got an auto refinance car loan because through our credit union, it was a 3% interest rate. And so we were able to get a loan in the value of the car. And that's what we used for to pay for the wedding. And
oh, gosh, that's very creative. Zamaris, and congratulations. Who's your partner that you got married to that you can shout out to? Zamaris, are you still with me? Oh, gosh, I think we lost her. But that's an amazing story. I love that it's still 130 people came to that wedding, even though it was a destination wedding, and she thought that she would keep them away. So good. Linda in Lake Forest is also on the line. Linda, you are skeptical of this whole wedding industrial complex, right?
Right. After 22 years, I'm definitely skeptical. I didn't think that there was any chance of me staying married, knowing myself. So I wanted to spend as little as possible on it as I could. So my advice is don't spend the money getting married. Reward yourself for staying married. So we spent $25 at the courthouse. It was a beautiful, amazing ceremony in a historical courthouse. And, you know, have a party, have a little party when you make it to 5 years, have a bigger party when you make it to 10 years. And then if you want to spend 20 or 30 or 40,000, if you make it to 20 years, then you have something to celebrate.
I love that idea, Linda. That's beautiful. And you're probably more financially in a position to celebrate that way once you make it to 20, 30, 40 years. Linda in Lake Forest, thanks for your call. And Carol Ann has a story about her wedding. Carol Ann calling from Torrance. What did you spend on your wedding, Carol Ann?
Oh, I was a hippie bride, and I wanted to be married in John Muir Woods with the 10 most special people in my life.
And beautiful.
And in a forest. My mother, who was a war bride, had different thoughts. We ended up, me and all my actor friends, we ended up at a sit-down dinner for $450.
Wow. That's amazing. Carol Ann, thank you so much. That's not, I mean, hippie bride, 1971. Wow. I don't know if that jives. Carol Ann, thanks so much. I'm sorry we're running just a little bit short on time. Thank you so much for everyone who shares their wedding stories and their finance, history in terms of their weddings. Liz Weston, really quick. Good idea, thumbs up or thumbs down on taking out personal loans for your wedding?
It's better than putting it on the credit cards, but again, please try to pay for cash.
Yeah, Liz Weston, she writes for NerdWallet. Follow her on Twitter, at Liz Weston. I'm Libby Denkman. Again, thanks to everyone who weighed in on our wedding segment and listened today while Larry Mantle was away. I'll be back tomorrow here on Air Talk. Fresh Air is coming up next.